The Jewish custom is that every single week we read a specific part of scriptures in the synagogue in order to finish the whole scripture, the whole five book of Moses, Moshe, the Torah, in a whole year. Now, when there's a festivity, and that festivity has to do with Shabbos, with the seventh day, so there's no weekly reading in a cycle of reading, rather we change that reading and we read something regarding that festivity. In this particular case, in Pesach, it's a seventh day festival, so therefore, forcibly, there has to be a Shabbos, there has to be a seventh day within that festivity. What do we read in that seventh day? We don't continue with the regular cycle of reading to finish the whole Torah in 1 year. Rather, again, we change it to a specific reading regarding Pesach. That reading is from Parshas Kisisa. It's in the second book of the Torah. It talks about some of the laws of doing the Korban Pesach, the Pesach offering that we don't do it today because we don't have a temple. Maybe may it be reconstructed speedily in our days, but right now we don't have it. So we read about it, but we actually don't do anything about it. Now, there's a additional reading that comes from the prophets that in a certain time, it was forbidden for the Jews to learn Torah. So what did the Jews do? Instead of learning Torah, that means the five book of Moses, we learn prophets. For us, it's also Torah. But according to the law, it was allowed to learn prophets, not the five book of Moses. So we searched for specific places in the prophets that have a relationship with the regular weekly reading. And instead of reading the regular weekly reading, we read the prophet, and we remember that there was a reading regarding that prophet, etc., etc. Now, what do we read in this Shabbos, in the Shabbos of Pesach? We read a prophecy of Yechezkel. In Yechezkel, in chapter 37, we find a very interesting prophecy where Yechezkel sees a whole valley full of bones, very, very dried bones. That's how he describes it. And basically, there's an interchange over there between God and Yechezkel, and those bones actually come up to live again. And this represents the resurrection of the dead, that we're waiting for Mashiach to come and the resurrection of the dead to happen, etc. So that's one of the explanation of Yechezkel's prophecy. If you read the text, again, chapter 37, you're going to find that God tells Yechezkel, these are the Jewish people, they think they are dry, they think their hope is lost, but it's not the way. It's not the way they're going to be alive again. Don't worry, the first temple was destroyed. There's going to be a second temple. Okay, the second temple was destroyed, and we say it's going to be a third temple speedily in our days. Now, what's the relationship with Pesach? Why do we read this in Pesach? If you read the text, it doesn't say anything about Pesach. So what's the connection? One simple connection we could make is the following. Sometimes comes a situation in life where a person feels itself, himself, herself, as dried bones. For me, there's no more hope. You know, I don't understand Torah. I tried to learn. I don't get it. I don't understand what Judaism is teaching me. I don't understand what we're talking about. I don't understand God. I don't know what he wants from me. I don't even know what I want from him. So, you know, what's going on with all this spirituality thing, Kabbalah and Hasidus? What is it all about? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I feel like dried bones. So one idea a person can think in order to go out of this state, afterwards is going to have to grow and have to learn to grow, etc., etc. But what's the movement where you go out of this space where you get in and you don't understand, you feel like dried bones? Think about this. God took the Jewish people from Egypt, even though they were like sunken in 49 gates of impurity. There are only 50 gates of impurity. If the Jewish people remained just one more second in Egypt, that's it, they were lost. But God went down to Egypt, took the Jewish people and raised them up, and 49 days afterwards, they received the Torah. They had a connection, a very deep connection to God. God inscribed himself in the Torah and gave himself to the Jewish people through the Torah. Now, again, where do we come from? From the lowest of the lowest. And even so, God went out to Egypt and took us out of them. So if the Jewish people at that moment that were sunken in the worst of the worst, 49 gates of impurity, they were saved by God, you, me, of course. What's the question? Even though I feel like dry bones, I'm not in 49 gates of impurity. Wait a second. I have a few things that I do right. Maybe I do many things wrong, but I do a few things right. So I'm not definitely not in the 49th gate of impurity. So if God took the Jewish people out, God is going to take me out. And afterwards, I'm going to have to grow, and I'm going to have to develop my own relationship with God. But maybe we could say that this is one of the connections of this reading of Yechezkel in the week of Pesach. Pesach is about realizing that even in any situation you find yourself, you can go out of there. So that's Yechezkel also. May we merit to see this growth. May we merit to understand that we can grow. And may we merit to see Mashiach speedily in our days.